Preparation. Good preparation is essential to provide the optimum injecting conditions, washing hands, cleaning surfaces, and doing all the required prep work with the correct equipment. Wash hands. Issues. Dirty hands and sites increases the risk of infection. Needle and syringe should still be in sealed, sterile packaging. Strategies. Ask, how clean are your hands and your injecting sites? Washing hands and injection sites with hot soapy water will reduce the risk of infection. It can also make veins easier to find. Believe it or not, good hand washing is quite a process. Try and take the young person through these instructions in personal hygiene. Clean surfaces. Issues. Most surfaces will be potential sources of infection, including HIV and HCV. Touching other surfaces, such as taps, doorknobs, etc., are other potential sources of infection. Strategies. Ask, where are you going to inject? Is it clean? What other surfaces have you come into contact with? Placing a clean sheet of newspaper on a table can reduce the risk of infection, as can wiping surfaces with hot soapy water before and after use. Wash hands again after cleaning surfaces. Check strength. Issues. If the drug is stronger than usual or tolerance has dropped, there is a risk of overdose. Variations in strength, purity, and dosage for street-based substances have been implicated in a number of fatal overdoses. Strategies. Work with the young person to help with strategies to safeguard against drug fluctuations. Ask, how strong is this drug? Know the dealer. Inspect the gear closely. Talk to other users. If in doubt, smoke a small amount first to test its strength. Administer the drug slowly or fix it in two hits. Crush drugs. Issues. Undissolved substances and other fillers in tablets can cause severe inflammation and vein damage once injected. Strategies. Ask, are you crushing powders, tablets, or rocks with a second spoon? Is it clean? Ensure that any object used to crush tablets, powders, or rocks are clean. Wash the spoon before and after use. Heroin and tablets should be crushed as finely as possible. This will help them to dissolve when mixed with water. Drugs into cooker or spoon. Issues. The cooker may be a source of infection. If others have used it for cooking up or drawing up, this could contain HIV, HBV, or HCV. Strategies. Ask, is the cooker or spoon clean? Always use your own spoon or cooker and clean it first. Discard disposable cookers or spoons after use. Wash with water and bleach any spoon that will be used again. Don't share cookers or spoons. Some NSPs provide flat bottom disposable spoons that are good for mixing. Adding water. Issues. Water used by others may be a source of infection. Sterile water for injection is safest, followed by boiled water that has cooled. Strategies. Ask, where are you going to get water from? Encourage the young person to use only sterile water for injection, fresh boiled water, or fresh clean water from the cold tap. Avoid flush back into the water or use water that someone else has flushed into. Advise not to drink from water bottles that are going to be used for injection. Saliva contains bacteria that are harmful in the bloodstream. Heat. Issues. Heating is generally not required in Australia, though variations in drug quality might periodically revive the practice. Heat will not sterilise the drug mixture. Heating for longer will not dissolve more of the drug, but it may dissolve more of the adulterants. Hot solution will irritate vein linings more. Strategies. Ask, how long are you heating it for? Are you stirring the mixture? What with? Encourage the young person to heat until the mixture, if required, has dissolved and allow it to cool before injecting. Avoid stirring the mixture with an uncapped needle. This means that the needle is no longer sterile and could cause infection. Find another clean item to stir the mixture, such as a spoon treated with an alcohol swab or a spare, untouched syringe plunger. Add filter. Some non-medical grade filters are likely to shed fibres into the solution, which can cause problems. Some small particles will pass through most filters. Cotton wool fibres may become dislodged, clog the needle, enter the vein and cause damage. Even cigarette filters can cause problems. Solid material and impurities can cause vein damage. Reusing or sharing filters increases the risk of HIV, HBV, HCV, and septicemia. Handling filters contaminates them and increases the risk of infections. Using a wheel filter can be complicated and takes practice. Strategies. Ask, what sort of filter are you using? Is it the safest filter you can use? Is it clean? How much are you handling it? There is no completely safe way to filter. However, there are medical-grade wheel filters available upon request from some NSP services, and clients should be advised as such, especially if they are injecting tablets. Using the right wheel filter can also filter out bacteria and lessen the chances of infection. Sharing needles and barrels. Issues. Sharing needles and barrels can transmit BBVs. You can contract septicemia from your own used works. Any contamination in the process above will be shared by both people if you share a hit by front or back loading. Strategies. Ask. Are you drawing up from your own clean spoon into your own clean syringe? Do you ever front or back load? That is, share the drug solution around multiple spoons. Advise the young person that with one-piece syringes, the needle needs to be placed on the filter for the drug to be drawn up. With separates, the tip of the barrel can be used to draw up the solution through the filter. This avoids blunting the needle and maintains its sterility longer. Ensure that all equipment is clean. If the young person is dissolving tablets in a separate barrel or sharing a hit through front or back loading, ensure that equipment is clean and sterile. At this point, the barrel will no longer be in its sterile packaging. In the case of two-piece syringes, the needle will still be in its packaging. In the case of one-piece insulin syringes, syringe and needle will no longer be sterile. Expel air. Issues. Although small amounts of air in a barrel are unlikely to cause problems, it is safer to get rid of them. Strategies. Ask, is there air in the syringe? Advise the young person to hold the syringe pointing upwards, tap the barrel to dislodge bubbles, gently push the plunger to expel air. All the air is gone when the liquid starts to emerge from the needle. Avoid touching or licking the tip of the syringe as this would contaminate it and should be avoided.